dissident, a rabbinical poet with hippie dreadlocks, was king of the clients on Vodka Street. His wife drank brandy and translated from the German. He had written himself into a noble paralysis. Nothing I do, dear reader, will change a thing, not even the poem I am writing now. So he sat back, almost supine, in his chill, voluminous flat, with its frieze and wrought iron balcony, a leftover from the days of the textile kings, breakfast from Berlin, supper from Paris, and organized opposition to the opposition.